Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory to God. Yes, you're welcome once again to this service today. Okay? Yeah, just greet your neighbor once again. Welcome them in the presence of the Lord. Those who came late, tell them that, you know, the service is 2 hours. So they are going to leave 2 hours after they came. Glory be to God. So when it clocks 12:30, don't start to what? Look at me in a funny way. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, you're welcome. Amen. God is good. Eh? God is good. Eh? Yeah, give a big hand clap to Barbara and the company. They did a great job, didn't they? Yes, we appreciate God for that. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Yeah. We appreciate God for what? For that. Amen. It's good to see Alan. Alan is alive. Amen. Amen. Alan is alive. Who else is alive? Alan is alive. Amen. Yeah, Alan is alive. Alan was almost shot on Thursday. Wednesday morning. Okay. He was almost shot on Wednesday morning. Eh? Okay. Why? Because he was shouting the name Jesus where it shouldn't be what? Mentioned. Eh? Anyway, it was a dream. Eh? Okay. Yeah. In this dream, yes, he was in a fellowship, and someone was ministering, the preacher there, eh? And then Alan, for some reason, began to shout the name of Jesus, and then the preacher had a guard, and Alan said that the guard wasn't a human being, you know, the way he looked, a concocted, you know, and this guard pulled out a gun, man. Did he shoot or you woke up before he shot? Okay. Yeah. This guard wasn't a human being. Eh? Okay. You know red pepper? That pepper. Red pepper pepper. That pepper, I remember years ago, Elvis told me, you know Rajam Gisha? Hmm? Rajam Gisha, yeah. We were with him in school for 6 years. Yeah, anyway. Rajam Gisha, you remember those devil things he was involved in? So he's, now, later, he gets saved. Eh? Okay? So when he got saved, he gave, you know, he was giving his testimony, you know what happened. Though you wonder whether he didn't go back. Eh? Yeah. Anyway, so he was giving the testimony, you know, how he went under there and things, you know, eh? And he was given assignments to do, eh? Okay? Including that whole nudity thing, eh? Okay? So, he was asked, but how is this now going to, like spread, eh? Okay? Then in hell, or where he was under there, they told him, that very soon there is a paper that is what? Going to start, eh? Okay? And that's where those things will be what? Yeah, published and, you know, eh? All right? So, those red pepper guys, man, eh? Okay? those guys are deadly guys, eh? Okay? So sometimes when I see headlines, because they know too much, you understand, eh? Because of the devil they are what? Dealing with, eh? You understand? They know too much, especially spiritual things. Okay? So now one day, sometime last year, okay, they began some story, eh? Okay? And in this story, they put some preacher, okay? You know, eh? And they put some beings, behind him. You remember? There was a thing like that. Eh? Okay? Some beings behind him. So, now, because for me, I know red paper. I'm like, these guys, eh? These pictures are not just what? Pictures. Eh? They know what they are saying. Now, I'm not saying that they're always right. Eh? Sometimes this is just to mess up people, you know, eh? Just to sell a paper. But sometimes, man, eh? You can think they're just trying to, eh? But when actually they know what they're saying. Okay, so the preacher, you know, they pick and they put some big things behind him, eh? Okay? You know, eh? And I was like, yo guys, from the dreams I was having since July, eh? These guys must be knowing something. Those pictures are not innocent pics. Okay? So, maybe those are the things that what? We're going to shoot Alan for mentioning that name, eh? In that place. All right? Now, I'm not telling you to go and what? Read that paper. I'm just trying to show you that that some people know, eh? What believers have what? Have refused what? To know. Glory be to God. Now, I hope you're aware that Jesus is coming back soon. Amen. Now, one day you're going to go to heaven. Okay. Oh, yeah. And even if you don't go to heaven, eh, but you're still going to be here for 1,000 years. Eh? All right. Okay. You understand? Eh? By the way, your final destination, eh, as far as this life is concerned, is not heaven. Eh? You know that. Eh? Even those guys who are in heaven, one day they are coming back. Eh? You know, eh? To, you know, eh? God created human beings to what? To live on earth. So, the Bible says there will be a new heaven and a new earth. Eh? So we shall, you know, reign here, eh? On earth. Eh? All right? We shall do what? We shall what? Reign. But the Bible doesn't seem to say that all Christians are going to reign with the Lord. Hmm? All right? Some Christians, they will be, you know, they are not going to hell. However, they are not going to reign. Okay? For you to reign, you know, reigning means you are someone with great authority, you're a king, okay? So that means that you are on a throne. Now, the Bible doesn't say that all Christians, all believers, are going to sit on thrones. You understand? So that, I think, implies that not all Christians are going to reign with the Lord. Okay? Some are just going to be there, but it's going to be bliss. No more sin, no more devil. But some people will be reigning and others won't be reigning. Now, God's intention is that we might all reign with him, with Jesus. You understand? Every one of you, under the sound of my voice, God's desire, his perfect will for you, is that you might be among those who will sit, you know, on a throne and reign with Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21 says, to him who overcomes, okay, to him who does what? Overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne. Okay? I will grant to sit with who? With me, Jesus, on my throne. Okay? So people are going to sit on Jesus' throne. This a preacher I read about. I used to follow him some years ago. And man, the guy, you know, he shared an experience he had. You know, was taken to heaven. Okay? And Jesus wanted to give him an experience, how it feels to sit on Jesus' throne. Okay? So Jesus gets up and he told him, sit. He said, you know, then he got him and he sat him there, man. You know, it was a real experience. Okay? Talking about real experiences. Sometime the other week, But this week, I haven't dreamt. Okay? Of course, I've dreamt, but things which have no what? Significance. So the other week, I dreamt when I was with a certain preacher with other people. Okay? Then this preacher begins to tell us an experience he had. Okay? He was saying that he was in heaven. Then something like he was motioned to come back. So then he came back. Then within 3 minutes, he was sharing some stuff. Then immediately in the dream, I knew that this experience is a concoction. He's lying. Okay? So the moment he began sharing, I walked away. Man. Then the guy got so angry at me. You know, So angry at me, man. He came to attack me because I was like, that thing is fake. You're just concocting. You're lying, us. Okay? And this is what I've been telling people for quite some time. That as a preacher, right now, all the experiences they are sharing, those things of Jesus, what, they are fake. He's lying. If he shares a thing of the past, it's true. But since July last year, they are fake. He's lying. Because he knows what guys want to hear and what. He's lying. All right? You know, he's lying. I mean, that's why Alan was going to be shot. You understand? Those things are fake. Glory be to God. So people say, but how can you say this about him? Yet, on Tuesday, he was dining with the Lord. They are fake. He's lying. Glory be to God. You understand? Because he knows this crowd, You know when you are, now if you're a preacher, if you are a market, someone who market stuff, you have to know your audience, isn't it? You have to know your audience. Yeah, you have to, they are fake. They are fake. They are fake. And one day, and that is very soon, people will say, Kali, that Pastor Moses guy was right. One day, you don't have to believe me now. You can even, tomorrow send me a text, say, according to what you say, I believe the man, And then you exit. But they are fake, I've told you. And God is happy that I'm saying those things. So, to him who overcomes, yes. Remember that guy, he sat on the man, had an experience. Yeah, anyway, to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Okay? So Jesus, wants you to be an overcomer, so that one day you'll sit with him on his throne. Not on your throne, okay? On his throne, which will also be your throne. Glory be to God. Amen? All right? You want it? You don't have to want it. You can say, for me, I just want to go to heaven. As long as I get there, that's good enough. Amen? But for some people, they are like, I'm going for that. And God is like, yes, it's available. If you ever come, I'll grant you to sit with me on my throne. Hallelujah. Okay? So we see there, some people will be sitting on Jesus' throne. All right? Revelation chapter 7, verse 9. It says, after these things, I looked and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with robes with palm branches in their hands. All right? So this great multitude, which no one could number, was standing where? Before the throne. Okay? Years ago, I got to learn from Rick Joyner that, there's a difference between Revelation 3:21 and Revelation 7:9. Revelation 3:21 they are seated, you know, some people will sit, you know, on Jesus' throne. Revelation 7, 9, there is a great multitude, Kayola, born again, but they are just before the throne. Shirasha. Okay? Does Shirasha still exist? Yeah? I hear they have built malls. Some guy, what's his name? That guy, Task. Ham. Do the supernatural guys, man. This phone has so many, what? You guys think I'm just there always idle, what, you know, Okay? Half, man, those guys are dangerous. Supernatural fellows. Hallelujah. So, again, people have to be careful. So, before the throne, these guys are before the throne. Okay, so there's a different, other guys are on the throne. You know, And now there's a multitude before the throne. You know, Now God doesn't want you to be among what? These guys will be just before the throne. Okay? God wants you to be seated, you know, on the throne of his son, to sit and reign with the Lord. Glory be to God. So what do you want? I think today is not supposed to be a serious day. Because now when you talk about sitting on the throne, I remember another story. Do you guys know Pastor Godson? Sebuguzi. You know him? He has been here like twice. Last year, he came to, he's married. Anyway, yeah. Pastor Godson, he was in KPC, but now he began a church, and they meet at Umai. He has been there. He came here for the anniversary and what. He's a good man. Okay? So, this guy, he shared with me something, but I'm like, maybe now this is too much. But from these dreams, you're like, maybe. Anyway, the guy said, I met him somewhere, so we began to jazz. Then he told me that Moses, after some event last year, okay, as his church were praying with the intercessors for Uganda, you know, about that, what had happened, you know, that event. He says, but I don't know if he's really right. But then he says that the Lord told him. So I don't know if it is the Lord who told him. But for him, he says it is the Lord who told him. You okay? The Lord told him that go and look at those pictures very well. All right? You know, the guy, God told him, you go and look at those pictures. What? Well. The Lord says, he says that the Lord told him. But I don't know if it's true. But it would be true, man. These things. I've learned not to just discard stuff. So, the Lord told him that you can look at those pictures very well. That is exactly how the Bachwez, you know Bachwez? Those supernatural fellows. That is exactly how their houses of worship. That's how, you know, So the guy apparently went, you know, got the pics. In fact, we stood with him, went on the net, and we know. He said, the Bachwez, you know, there's a throne, all right? There's a throne where the, whatever is called, the priest, you know, where he sits, okay? Then, behind him, there are spears. Spears, you know, And then there is like a basket where people put what? Those things, Then the guy said, he looked at the pics. The guy said, it was exactly like that. There was a throne, there were spears, which were decoy, But apparently, when you look at those things, they are spears. They are not spears, okay, but they look like what? You know, I'm telling you, this guy said that the Lord told him, you got to look at them. Now, I don't know if it was the Lord, but the guy is convinced it was the Lord who told him, and he went and he ruled so. You understand? The real, the way by choice, where, you know, you come, you bow, you put in your offertory, you know, you can look at those pics, and then I'll give you Pastor Godson's number. Then he will tell you how the Lord who told him. You know, Then there's someone who told me, I think it was honest. Again, you think, you wonder whether it is the Lord who's what? Who's telling them. But it could be. So, she told me that actually, the Bachwezi have a what? Have a church, a temple of sorts in Entebbe. Okay? Isn't it? You told me, Entebbe, and you don't just go, you are invited, you don't just what? But it's like a church, you know? So, they have they have a high priest, a prophetess, you know, and they dress in white. She dresses in white. Okay? So, this pastor, Godson guy tells me, you know, now, I don't know if those things are true, but at least for me, my things, I know, they are true. Now, whether all these things now, you know, yesterday, someone had a dream. When someone was harvesting, there were snakes, you know, very dangerous things. You're the one who had a dream of a car in blood, you know, the preacher covered in blood, you know, sad things. Okay, so thrones, all right. Please don't whatever your phones now. Amen, amen. Yeah, the emphasis is the Lord's throne. God wants you to sit, you know, on that throne. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I hope you came with a copy of the final quest. You didn't dream when the Lord was telling you, go with your copy. Okay. I'm joking, But anyway, we're going to read from the final quest. Things to emphasize this point and how we can sit on the throne. Amen. Now, page 60, we are using the 2010 e-edition. Okay? And the copyright information page is our page 1. All right? For those who attend Bible studies on Wednesday, you hear that all the time. Copyright information page is our page 1. So, on page 60, paragraph 8, okay? You remember, Rick Joyner has entered the throne room, all right? At this point, he has entered, and he has met guys of low rank, people who wasted time, people who were not faithful with what the Lord had told him, had told them. So they are of low rank, okay? Then he continues to move, to walk towards the throne of God. Okay? So, on page 60, in paragraph 8, he says that near the judgment seat of Christ, you know, which is now the throne, he says, near the judgment seat of Christ, those in the highest ranks were sitting on thrones that were all a part of his throne. Okay? Those in the highest ranks. These are things which motivate me. Highest rank. I want to be among the high, you know, the highest ranked in heaven. Okay? Those in the highest ranks were sitting on thrones. Okay? That were part of Jesus' throne. Okay? So, Revelation 3, 21 had been fulfilled, right, for them. Because they were sitting with Jesus on his throne. Eh? Okay? So they were sitting on thrones which were part of his throne. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, in paragraph 4, Rick Joyner says that as I continued toward the judgment seat, I began to pass those who were of higher rank in the kingdom. After many more veils had been stripped away from me by meetings with those who had stumbled over the same problems that I had, I began to meet some who had overcome. Okay? Some who had what? Overcome. Eh? Okay? There are people in heaven who overcame. Eh? Okay? You understand? And you can be added to that number. When you hear all these things, you can get scared. Yes, man. Shall we finish? Eh? Okay, but there's an encouragement here that actually some people overcame. You know, and you can overcome also. All right? So he says, yes, he began to meet some who had overcome. I met couples who had served God and each other faithfully to the end. Their glory here was unspeakable, and their victory encouraged me that it was possible to stay on the path of life and serve the Lord faithfully. All right? It is possible. Okay? Paragraph 5, page 60. He says, those who stumbled did so in many different ways. But those who prevailed all did it the same way. Okay? Those who prevailed. Eh? Those who overcame. They all did it the same way. Okay? And that is the way that you can also do it. Glory be to God. Those who overcame. Eh? Those who are right now in heaven sitting on thrones, eh? Which are part of Jesus' throne. They all did it the same way. And you can also do it the same. You understand? Eh? It is one way. Glory be to God. You see, God is so simple. God is not complicated. So there's only one way. Okay? And it's like anybody can do it. Just this one thing you can do. Okay? And what is this one thing? He says, they did not deviate from their devotion to the first and greatest commandment, loving the Lord. In this way, their service was done unto him, not to men. Glory be to God. Okay? Those who prevailed all did it the same way. Okay? You're not going to invent another way. Glory be to God. Amen? God has made things very simple. Eh? Okay? There's only one way. Eh? Okay? He says, they did not deviate from their devotion to the first and greatest commandment. Loving the Lord. It is that simple. All right? That is how you're going to sit on what? Yeah, it is just that. Eh? Just that. Isn't that simple? Bruce, isn't that simple? Very simple. Very what? Simple. You know, the greatest commandment, which is loving the Lord. Hallelujah. Isn't that simple? Denise. Very what? Very simple. Loving the Lord. So he says, in that way, you know, whatever they did it not unto men, but unto the Lord. And that's why they are, you know, the highest ranked in heaven. Glory be to God. Now everyone in this place, everyone who will ever be part of LHT, you understand, God's desire is that we might be the highest ranked in heaven. Don't you like that? And by the way, this time is not what? It's not so far. Okay? There's some actually, some people, not among you, but some people who can experience it, like, you know, in the next one, 1 minute, you know, a guy just shoots you and then shoo. So in a sense, this whatever is not so far. Then you're good in man, you're like, I don't want to come back. Then the angels get you and they see you like, man, you are one of the overcomers. This is your what? This is your spot. For those of you who are still here for many more days, again, the coming of the Lord is not so far. The coming of the Lord is not what? It is not so far. Okay? Around 4 years ago, I had a dream. You okay? Again, I'm not sure whether that dream was from God. Amen? But I act, you know, I live like it was of God. It is safer to take it like it was of God. But I don't tell it to people like it was of God. And when I tell it to them, I don't tell them the important detail. Okay, now, in this dream, I was somewhere. Then I met Ronnie Nyoshima. Okay? He's his friend. Yeah, Ronnie Nyoshima. Then Ronnie tells me that, he tells me the number of years we have left before Jesus, what? Returns. Okay? Then I asked him, you mean this number of years? He said, don't quote me like exactly, but it is around that what? He mentioned the figure again. All right? And the dream ended. Simple dreams. My dreams, like I tell you guys, they're simple. Even the one where what? We're at a certain church from 5 to 8 p.m. It was simple, You know, it wasn't long, so 1 hour, 2 hours, you know, My dreams are what? Simple, not like Dennis's what stuff. So, yes, Ronnie tells me that. I somehow felt it was of that dream, was of God. So, did I tell you that dream before your daughter dreamt? Anyway, I think I told you. Now, a few days later, someone who Dennis knows got a dream when in this dream they were taken to heaven, all right? Then when they got in heaven, this person asked the angel that I want to see my mansion, all right? Then the angel said that come back, that is not ready, you know, come back after X number of years. The exact number of years I dreamt a few days earlier. All right, come back after what? This X number of years. Okay, and then it will be ready. So, this person in the dream, they come back, you know, to the earth. Then there was a fast forward. One dream, fast forward. Those number of years elapsed. They went back and it was ready. The mansion was what? Ready. Okay? So what is the coincidence? What is the chance? What are the chances that? Anyway, you know, the whole thing of, I dreamed this number of years. Then someone else in the same week dreamed. You understand? All right? Now, if my dream was right and that person's dream were of God, you know, now you subtract 4, because now it is 4 years have gone by. Hallelujah. Around 4 years. But the point is, this, you know, the end of this dispensation is around the corner. You understand? It's around the corner. And the earlier we start taking life as seriously as God would want us to, the better. The earlier we start living our lives not as unto ourselves or unto men, but as unto the Lord, you know, living for Him who died for us, man, the better. You know, that's when you will be able to what? To qualify to sit with Him on His throne. All right? But if you just live just, you know, for the present, you're there, you know, it is just material things which motivate you, which move you, which, they determine what kind of decisions you make. My friend, you're going to heaven because you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. However, you'll be among that great, and you see it's a great multitude. Okay? There's some of you are like, yeah, there's security numbers. Yes. Yes, security numbers. Amen. So, yes, you what? Hallelujah. Great multitude, they're just before the throne. And then there are those few, the special few. Okay? Who are what? Seated. You know, on thrones, which are part of Jesus' throne. Okay? So the time is short. You understand? However, you understand, it's short. Okay? It is short, and you know, the earlier we style up and we start to live for the Lord and not unto men, okay, the better off we are, and we shall qualify. You remember Revelation 3:21 saying, you know, those who overcome. Okay? So just that word, overcoming, means there are things which are there, you know, to hinder you from attaining that. But the Lord is saying, you can overcome them. Okay? You can overcome them. How? You know, by living according to the first and greatest commandment. It is that simple. It is that what? It is that simple. But simply because it is simple does not mean that what? People are attaining it. Okay? It is simple. Very simple. However, it is also not very what? Very simple. But the grace of God is sufficient. Hallelujah. Amen. Mark chapter 12, verse 28 to 30. It says that then one of the scribes came, and having had them reasoning together, perceiving that he, Jesus, had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? Jesus said unto him, the first of all the commandments is, hear Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. You shall love what? God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Okay? There's a book I bought, which I have at home. I bought it like 3 years ago, about a Jewish guy talking about generosity. You know, generosity, those things. And if I remember right, he said that this word strength, it has something to do with finances. You know, I need to go back and remember how he linked it to what? To finances. But he said this strength, man, it has to do with what? With dimes. Loving the Lord with all what? Your dimes. Glory be to God. So you can't just love the Lord with your voices, the worship team. And then you're like, man, money, you know, God, you know, things are tight. Fuel, you know. Hallelujah. So, This is what? How you're going to sit with the Lord on his throne. This commandment. Okay? By the way, I'm preaching it not because I've arrived. I am there. I'm not there. But I know, you know, fellows in this church who are way, you know, miles ahead of me in this. But at least I'm pursuing it. At least I know it is important. Some people actually don't care. You know, All right? To be honest, I might fail, but my desire is to be among, you know, the highest rank in heaven. This one, I'm not what? I'm not humble about it. You understand? Glory be to God. You know, it's my, there's absolutely no why. There's absolutely no reason why someone else we should sit there and for you don't. You understand? The ground is level. You're all starting off from the same point. You all have one requirement. You know, this. And some other guys are seated there, then you're there in what? A great multitude. You know, you guys, let's go for it. Hallelujah. Let's go for it. It's possible. It's what? It's possible. You know, it's possible. These experiences Joanna had were of the Lord. And anyway, the Bible confirms it. Okay, it is possible. And those seats, those thrones, you know, many of them are still vacant. You know, they are still vacant. If they got filled, you know, today, when guys are short, you know, and they get, God will create others. You understand? He's a creator. You understand? And, you know, if Jesus is seated here, you can be the one second. You understand? If right now there's a guy who has filled, what? This one. You can do better than him. He will have to shift. You understand? God will say, you know, please. Okay. Then all these other guys now will have to, you know. Hallelujah. In the final quest, God told Rick Jr. was told that up until that time, I think it was 95 when Rick Jr. had these experiences. Up until that time, Jesus said that the person who has walked closest, you know, with me or to me is Paul. Okay? Then Rick Jr. was told that, however, anyone can do better than Paul. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, that is where I'm like, maybe that one. Yeah. I'll try other what? Others. Maybe I need to go meditate on what? You know, on how to beat Paul. You know, But you see, you can love the Lord more than Paul did. Again, this is what we're saying. It is simple. We all have one commandment, one requirement, and whoever who does it better than the other, you understand? No one has ever gotten it 100%. So that means that you can beat anyone who has, you know, you can beat the guy who scored 99%. You can score 99.1. Glory be to God. Amen. There's a story that was coming which has jumped out. Maybe God, but it will come back. Hallelujah. Today it is a simple what? You know, God wants you to sit with Jesus on his throne, to reign with him. Okay? And the requirement is very simple. You know, just live by the first and greatest commandment. Okay? In the final quest, we read that all those who overcame did it, you know, you know, the same way by just this, loving the Lord. You know, eh? Loving the Lord. Hallelujah. Loving who? The Lord. Yes, I remembered the story. Maybe there's an angel of remembrance here. Who is, he's here. So if I want to remember something, all I need to do is what? Is to stand there. You know? So I was talking about meditating on this Paul thing, beating him. So I remembered a dream I had last week when I was dreaming. This week, hey man, last week I dreamt. So in this dream, I meet a certain young girl. Now, in the dream, I go to Mulago, you know, med school. And I'm in the microbiology department. Okay? And if Bridget liked that department, our department was weird. Anyway, so I'm in that department. Then there's a lady used to be in KPC called Pastor Irene. You know, you remember? Anyway, for those who are there, Pastor Irene. So in a dream, Pastor Irene is both a pediatrician and a microbiologist. All right? Okay? She's there, I can, you know. Then I meet some young doctor, a lady, and so she tells me that Pastor Irene is both a pediatrician and a microbiologist. Then she tells me that, by the way, you can teach yourself microbiology. It is simple. You can teach yourself microbiology online. And she told me, it is very simple. All right? And the dream ended. All right? So anyway, I think I got to know what the dream meant. So, you know, a few days last week, I've been sitting and meditating on just on this phrase that it is very simple. Well, you know, because God can say it is very simple. But man, am I going? So I have to meditate. Very simple. Okay. But before I tell you what I think it means, maybe let me ask Barbara what you think it means. You don't want to try? Bruce has never. Okay, Andrew. Okay, anyway, who volunteers? Volunteers. It might earn you at a throne. Huh? Denise. Try. Anyway, this is what I think the dream meant. What does a pediatrician do? Yeah, looks after children. In simple terms. Okay? What does a microbiologist do? Huh? Does what? Bridget. Bridget, I'll ask her what? Pathology. Man, if these guys, if these doctors, this medical school, if medical schools can, you know, can show, can go to, or invite medical, any people want to become doctors, like senior five, get them and first take them to Umulago. And to show them, you know, where this journey ends, where, you understand, you know, what they want to become. I'm telling you, people will jump out of PCB. Remember the first day of pathology, No, that was the cadaver room. Cadaver room, now like a whole larger than this, And it is all filled with dead bodies. And you're supposed to have one body. It's going to be yours for two semesters, Two terms, you know, You're going to begin with the upper limb. dissecting upper limb to see where the nerves pass, you know. Then you go the thorax, is it? And whatever the breast, you know, dissect. Cadaver room, man. I remember the first day we entered in there, you couldn't thereafter immediately eat meat. Because, man, you see, man, these are the things you've been cutting, the meat, man. Then there was pathology, you know. Hey, when we went, man, they took us to the mortuary. A fresh body. And some guy is cutting it. I had to find out what was the cause of death. Fresh. Now leave the cadavers, which are there, they have been dead for years or are treated. This is fresh. Hey, you know, And so, what does a microbiologist do? In simple terms, try anyone, idea? Sam, Maureen. Anyway, a microbiologist, you see, small, what about small? Anyway, a microbiologist sees the unseen. Those things which are not visible to the naked eye. Okay? The what? In simple terms, you understand? So, a pediatrician sounds like a pastor. Doesn't it? Okay? And a microbiologist sounds like what? Any of those things, you know, seeing the ants, you know. You understand, eh? So you can see now the interpretation, eh? Then this young dog tells me that, by the way, you can teach yourself microbiology. You can go online. It is very simple. As in seeing is very what? You can. Simple. I woke up with a dream. How's it now, eh? I thought my life now was coming. Now God is like, now he has given me something. I can't do you, you know, eh? And now, it's, you know, neglecting that thing, man can mess, you know, disqualify me from what a throne. Because God says, you can teach yourself. You see, and say, it is simple. In fact, she said, it is very simple. So right now, I'm meditating on that phrase, very simple. You understand? Very simple. The other day, I was obedient. I even went online. I was very, man, this, for me, when God tells me things, I don't take them lightly. Obedient, what, you know, started looking for them. And I got some things, which are what? Hallelujah. Yeah. Where we have reached, that's another one. Another story. But God is good. Amen? Okay, so first commandment. Do that. Okay? And you sit on his throne. All right? Basically, you will reign with him. Okay? Those who reign sit on thrones. So it is not just sitting there, you know, sitting there. Then you look over who's next to me, where's one. So you understand? You know, It implies reigning. You're a king. Glory be to God. Which means, now this thing has implications. It means not everyone is going to be a king. I know there's a scripture we say that we are priests and kings unto the Lord. It looks like, yes, for now, we are all, you understand, but in the dispensation to come, not everyone will be what? Because not everyone will be on a throne. Hallelujah. Not everyone will be what? But you will be on the throne. Why? Because you're going to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. Okay? And that will help you to do everything as unto the Lord and not unto men. Glory be to God. Amen. John chapter 14, verse 23 to 24. Jesus told these guys, he says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. All right? If anyone does what? If anyone loves me, if anyone, you know, you cannot say that you're walking according to the great, to the first and greatest commandment of loving the Lord when you don't obey what he tells you to do. Now, because I'm trying to love the Lord, that's why, man, I went online. And I'm going back tomorrow online to teach myself what? Microbiology. Hallelujah. Amen. Microbiology. We are going to see. And God said, it is very simple. Okay? So, loving the Lord, you cannot say, you know, you love the Lord when you what? You don't obey what he tells you to do. Okay? So he says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. Verse 24, he who does not love me does not keep my words. Okay? If anyone loves me, he will keep my command. Then Jesus, you know, adds some salt to the wound. He said, those who don't love me, don't keep my words. Okay? So, in a sense, I think now loving the Lord becomes what? Now you can say, actually, it is possible I'll get to love the Lord. You know, one of the things I should do, let me, whatever he tells me, I'm going to do. Do you understand? And God say, now you're loving me. All right? Okay? All right? Is that what? Is that simple? Just like microbiology. Hallelujah. Just like what? Microbiology. For those who have been called to study it, God says it is simple. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 6. I have loved this scripture for many years. You know, when I read it from the NIV. All right? It says, many a man claims to have unfailing love, but a faithful man who can find? You know, many a man claims to have unfailing love. They are saying, I love you, Lord. You know, in moments like this, I sing out a song. You know, okay? Sing, I love you, And say, many are singing that song. But a faithful man, who can find? They're singing it because it sounds good. You understand? The lyrics are wonderful. You know, the tune, the melody, But God said, but a faithful man who can find. That means you cannot really say you love the Lord when you're not faithful. Faithfulness is a what? Is the one who knows English. It is the mark, the hallmark, anyway, you understand, of a person who loves. And in this context, who loves the Lord? Remember, I came across this scripture many years ago, and for some reason, I will never forget it. Many a man claims to have unfailing love, but a faithful man who can find. A man who, keeps my words, obeys my instruction, season in, season out. You leave them at 8, they're doing something. You come back at 1, they're still at it. They want to complete it. Some begin at 8, then quarter past, they jump out, things are tight, you know, some Bambi try midday. Not like me, I think I was faithful. When I waited for service to start, it's not start, you know. Remember that dream last week? Anyway, that's a joke. But many a man claims to have unfailing love, but a faithful man who can find. It looks like this scripture is saying that faithful men, faithful people, are very few. And that is sad. They are very what? Very few. You know, the unfaithful are so many. That is why there is a great multitude from all nations, from all races, who are before the throne. You know, much more than those who are seated on the thrones. Because, you know, a faithful man who can find. These are the scriptures, all the statements which to me inspire me. When I'm like, I want to be among the few. I want to be among the few. I want to be among what? The faithful. And it is possible. All right? We have read. It's possible. It is what? Possible. Faithful. You know, you all know what God has told you, and God wants you to what? To be faithful. Faithful. Alright? Just like He is faithful, Alright? Many a man, I don't want these scriptures, the negative bits to refer to me, That's why I see these what? These scriptures. I don't want this other thing to be, we're just shouting, sing, I love you, Lord, I'm going to say, but where are what? Where's the evidence? Man, I don't want that. I want to be among the few unfaithful. I'm not praying that we shall be few faithful. Okay? You understand? But if God is saying there are few, I want to be among the few. And you can be among the what? The few. By being faithful. To this day, man, I wonder, sometimes I sit back and I'm like, do you guys really know the Lord? Someone gets a clear dream today. When God is telling them something today. They come to you. Pastor, I had this dream when God was telling me, this. Today, Thursday. Then next week on Wednesday. They tell you something and you're like, does this guy know what he told me on what? They told all, and you're like, do these guys know, have they heard me preach about faithfulness or obedience? And you're like, maybe as a pastor, you're like, you're scoring zero. You are not doing a great work in your kids as a pediatrician. Because I wonder how, Okay, this is a lady, she used to be in the worship team. Man, she had great dreams about the worship team in LAT. Okay? There are real things. How she was supposed to be about the leader. You know how God was telling her to improve, and then there was a day that will come. Then, I saw Bambi, You know, I'm a father now. I have two kids. So, every now and again, I realize that, I'm becoming more of a father. Bambi, Because, so one day, it wasn't even 2 weeks after those experiences. She sent me a text saying, the Lord has told her what? Hey, But Bambi, of course, it wasn't the Lord, but I know Bambi where it came from. There was a broken heart thing. Of course, she can't say that. She can't. It was a broken because something happened here, and then I think she couldn't. It was tough. Then she said, "The Lord, what?" But now for her, Bambi understand. Though God is like, that's why I told her before that thing happened, before it happened, so that when this thing comes, she will know. I told her, stay here, do the worship for me here. You understand? So, there's something, by the way, called unsanctified mercy, unsanctified compassion. You're having compassion on things, or for things which God has no compassion. You understand? So, I understand. Bambi, I understand. You see, as a father, God is like, nonsense. There's nothing to understand. Hallelujah. But people always want you to be on the side of, I understand, Bambi, God is like, now look at this fool, this pastor. He started out as faithful. Now he's beginning to, to have compassion on things I'm against. Hey, man, it's strange. I don't know whether it is how I got born again and, those early years of my being saved, how I was too serious, that I just don't understand how you can have a dream today. Not a fake dream from the Lord. Then on Wednesday, man, you live like you have never had, God has never talked to you about that subject. It's strange. It's strange. Okay? Yeah. But, God wants us to be what? Faithful. And if we are faithful, if we obey his word, we keep his word, obey his commands, if we love him by obeying his commands, we shall sit on Jesus' throne, on thrones which are part of his throne. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. There's a paragraph in the final question somewhere else, which I love so much. This is Rick Joyner. His eyes are closed because of something. Then he says later that as I opened my eyes, wisdom, there's a person called wisdom. He says that wisdom was still gripping my shoulders. I am the primary gift that has been given to you for your work, wisdom said. I will show you the way and keep you on it, but only love will keep you faithful. You see, wisdom tells you, I will show you the way, okay? I will keep you on that way, okay? But then wisdom says, but only Mr. Love will keep you faithful. You understand? You can have wisdom. By the way, many people are wise. All right? Many people are wise. They have the wisdom of God. However, they are not faithful. Why? There's this, the ingredient of love that is missing. But they are wise men. All right? So, wisdom tells Joyner that I will show you the way, okay? And I'll help you to keep you on that way, on the right track. But then he says, however, only love will keep you faithful along that way. Glory be to God. Only love will keep you faithful. So if you see someone like Pastor Moses and they're not faithful in something God has taught them, it is depicting the level of love for God they are operating at. You cannot lie about these things. However, you don't know what God has told me, So you won't know how faithful I am, amen? Even you, I don't know. All right? But I will know when you come and you tell me your dream, then I'll wait. I'll wait for the text message on Thursday. And now look at, I was like, God, is it my fault? As a pastor, was I just saying things and I didn't teach people to be faithful, to be obedient? You know, those questions, man, come in my mind. When I see people fulfilling negative prophecies, you know, I marvel. during this time, when God is exposing Nicodemus and what? You remember, there was a dream Sandra had. We read it here in church. In fact, it was even sent by what? Email, Word of the Week. In this dream, she saw the church was empty. People had left because of speaking as God would want us to, speaking against what? Nicodemus. All right? Okay? So, man, church was empty. Then Sandra said that all of a sudden, a multitude, what? Came and filled the place. You remember? Now, you share that dream, and someone decides to fulfill the first bit. Isn't it a mystery? You know, And I'm afraid to say that you're laughing, but I think right now the fulfillment, I think, has stopped. But I don't know these days. Because, man, this Nicodemus guy, for me, I think I'm convinced now, he has cast a spell on people. I'm telling you, he has cast a spell on people. You are here in LA, that dream is red. And you know what it means. Wouldn't you be like, what? So people are going to live under, God is like, no, this church has to remain. But, and then you go ahead and you fulfill it. And again, you say, the Lord has told me. Man, I sit back and I'm like, is there any chance that it was my fault? I didn't teach the people well. But I'm like, And I'm like, but God, even now, we even read the dream. And someone decided to fulfill you. I'm telling you this thing. Now, as a father, father of two girls, you're like, Bambi, you don't blame them. Someone has put a spell on them. They are not what? They are not to blame. It is the other guy, God is like, those are yours, Moses, okay? And don't talk to me about that subject again. It is, Okay. Someone, these dreams are too many, man. When was it? Saturday morning, yesterday. Someone had a dream. Okay. In this dream, now, there was a lady here who dreamt about someone who had died. Remember, this thing now, it's a duo. You understand? Okay? But you wonder whether they're only two guys. It seems like, people are what? Somehow, this guy tricked them into something. And man, people have what? Fallen away. Right now, it is just, whitewashing things, Even when they say, no, we don't believe this, actually the truth is this. But all that is just PR, right? Behind the scenes, man, the things these guys are doing. Someone had a dream when some preacher died, which evidently meant, man, something had gone wrong with this guy. Epaphras. Right? So there's Nicodemus and there's what? Epaphras. There are some of you who like those names, man. So, then, one day, after Sunday, someone here in this church told that lady who Nicodemus is. And the person say, yes, yes, yes. They are, yeah. They're like, yeah, I've got it, you know. Eh? So they have two things. Eh? Now, anyway, was it a week or less, you know, later? This is where I realize these things called Facebook and why they're dangerous things. Eh? You know, there was a picture that was on Facebook, and this person was what? Front seat. Somewhere. You understand? That's when you're like, what is this? Now, yesterday morning, someone gets a dream. In this dream, this lady, you know, is saying things which are true now about Nicodemus. All right? However, she's waiting for Nicodemus because she's doing for him some work. You understand? Eh? But in the meantime, saying, yeah, that guy, why, fake, you know, eh? But then she's waiting. Then when Nicodemus shows up, she goes to, you know, eh? Okay? And then the dream continued where this showed Nicodemus was in some demonic things, eh? You know, horrible things, eh? Okay? Now, the dreamer sent, I told her that there are some things I know for you. You don't know about what this girl dream. You send her what? The dream. They sent her the dream. Do you know what her response was or interpretation? She said, I won't talk even about my father. I glorify God for what he's doing in him. That's when I realized now, if this is not a spell, if this is not a spell, then what? I'm telling you, there's something this guy has done to people. And it looks like the longer you stay there, the more you give. It's like the more you partner, the more you agree with what you understand, the more you get bound. To me, that's the way I interpret it. That's why it is the earlier someone jumps out. Because it's anywhere, but these things are strange. You decide to fool, you know, you will see this thing, then you're like, for me, I will jump in. You know, you fulfill negative prophecy. But I've decided to operate as a father. Until God will tell me, no. Because Bambi, you know, but this thing, it's a devil, man. Spell. All right? So, many a man claims to what? Have unfailing love, but you know. Anyway, love will keep you faithful. Eh? Wisdom will keep you on track, but only love will keep you what? You can be on track, but when you're not doing anything. Like you're supposed to go from Kampala to Jinja. You can be on the right road. You're just counting cars, but you're on track. You understand? You're on track, isn't it? Accomplishing nothing. You understand? Eh? So, you can be on track. Wisdom keeps you on track. But then he says, only love will keep you faithful. Hallelujah. I'll end with this. The final quest. Page 61. Paragraph 6, Rick Joyner says, at one point, the Lord looked toward the galleries of thrones around him. Many were occupied, but many were empty. Okay? Many thrones occupied, many empty. He then said, these thrones are for the overcomers, who have served me faithfully in every generation. My father and I prepared them before the foundation of the world. Are you worthy to sit on one of these? Okay? Many are empty. And the Lord also is asking you, are you worthy to sit on any of them? Are you worthy? What qualifies you is the first and greatest commandment. Loving the Lord, which entails obeying Him faithfully, season in, season out. Okay? Regina was asked, you know, are you worthy? He said, they're empty. Look at them, they're empty. You know, eh? Glory be to God. Okay? We can make it, guys. We can make it. All right? We can make it. It is possible. We have seen people who made it. You know, eh? And they were all like you, eh? You understand, eh? Flesh and blood like you, eh? Okay? But by the grace of God, by the Spirit of the Lord, they made it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We bless your name, Father. We bless your name, Father. We thank you for your grace. The grace that enables us to do your will. For it is you who works in us, both to will and to do. And that is by your grace. So Father, we ask that you give us grace. Give us the enablement to serve you. May our love for you increase more and more to enable us to be faithful unto the work that you've called us, unto everything that you desire that we do for you. Father, help us. Help us. You created thrones, not for them to be empty, but that we might sit on them to reign with your Son. So we pray, Father, we pray, O God, that you may give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation to understand how precious this is to you, that as your children, will sit on thrones. It is so precious to you. It's a big deal, Father. But it only takes the spirit of revelation. So, Father, give us that spirit of revelation. That we may love what you love. That we may go for what you want us to go for. That we may aspire to be what you want us to be. You want us to reign with the Lord. You want us to be kings in your kingdom. So, Father, help us to see this and give us a grace to go after it. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, you bless Joseph in the name of Jesus. You bless the works of his hands in the name of Jesus. That which you put in his hand in this season, that which is going to bring him wellness and goodness, Father, I pray that you will be faithful with it, and with that it shall multiply and grow bigger and bigger and bigger. Father, everyone here in this place, you give them all the blessings they need this week. In the name of Jesus, you shower them with your goodness. You shower them with your favor. They will be favored by man. They will be favored by people. They will be singled out for promotion. They will be singled out for goodness. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.